Hey everyone, and welcome back to your daily Linux and open source news show. Today we'll start by talking about Chrome OS Flex. You might know about this thing. It's basically an installable everywhere Chrome OS version. Well, everywhere, not exactly, but it is a version of Chrome OS that does support a bit more hardware and is installable by any user to try and revive an older x86 or I think even some ARM computers. It is severely limited compared to the regular version of Chrome OS, but Google tried to push it as an alternative to a generic Linux distro for computers that just didn't run well with Windows anymore. But it looks like this project might get the boot in the future, and it will just follow the usual Google playbook, like, hey, here's a new thing, you can try it out, it's good, we're pushing it to a few customers, and then 3 years after that, it's cancelled. The reason why some people start thinking about Chrome OS Flex being ditched is a blog post from the directors of product engineering and product management for Chrome OS. And what they're saying is they want to integrate their work with AI inside of Chrome OS, and the easiest way for them to do that is to rebase the internals of Chrome OS on the Android kernel and the Android frameworks. These will become the foundation for Chrome OS instead of what they used before, which is, as far as I remember, a modified Gen 2 distribution. This obviously has very important implications regarding the ability to install Chrome OS on any computer, because the Android kernel might be based on the Linux kernel, but it's also severely stripped down. It doesn't come with a lot of systems that the Linux kernel uses to run on any computer. It has its own driver loading mechanism, so hardware manufacturers can keep making their proprietary drivers instead of upstreaming them to the kernel. And so the Android kernel simply doesn't run as it is on most computers. There is the Android x86 project, but this thing is not supported by Google. It lags behind the current Android version by, I think, 4 versions. I think it's at version 10 when Android is generally at version 14. And so Android x86 is probably not going to be what Google ships in Chrome OS. In turn, this means that either Google will start supporting this x86 project and keep it up to date. That's going to be a lot of work, and they will use that as the base to run Chrome OS on x86 computers, and at that point Chrome OS Flex might continue to live. Or they will just stick to the current Android kernel, which is probably what is going to happen, and so x86 computers will likely no longer be supported by Chrome OS or Chrome OS Flex. I don't know if that's going to happen, because obviously there are Chromebooks and Chromeboxes that use x86 CPUs, so this would basically mean Google just abandons these products, but it's also not the first time Google would have done such a thing, so it's likely to happen as well. And I also won't say it is a big loss to lose Chrome OS Flex, because it's really not. There are very few scenarios in which Chrome OS Flex is a better choice than a normal Linux distro. The hardware support on most Linux distributions is better than what Chrome OS offers. The app availability on any Linux distro is better than what Chrome OS offers, because Chrome OS only comes with web app support, and then you can install Linux apps with a few workarounds. So a general Linux distro has access to everything that a Chrome OS Flex device could, but with easier availability. And the general experience of using the desktop is severely limited compared to any recent Linux desktop environment. Whether it's GNOME, Cinnamon, KDE, whatever, it's going to be a better and more flexible, ironically, a more flexible experience than Chrome OS Flex. The only real advantage of running Chrome OS Flex over a Linux distro is for people who really depend on Google's ecosystem and want a deep integration with these Google services, because they do have clients for every Google service, obviously, which Linux doesn't necessarily have. But apart from that, any Linux distro will be a better choice than Chrome OS Flex. I reviewed it a while back, and I didn't really have many good things to say about it. So if the move to the Android stack for Chrome OS means Flex is dying or dead, I don't think it will be a big problem for most people. Now, another month, another pretty bad security vulnerability, this time in OpenSSH. This is obviously something an enormous proportion of servers use, and it apparently has a giant glaring security flaw introduced 4 years ago. It affects around 14 million servers worldwide. The flaw is called regression, with SSH as the letters forming the sh sound of regression, and it's a regression of a previously fixed flaw that was reintroduced a while back. The vulnerability lets attackers execute code without having admin privileges. It can let them take over the entire system, install malware, create backdoors, basically anything a super user or admin user could do. This thing is being classified as serious as the Log4j problem that happened in 2021, which was already a pretty giant problem because, well, this flaw is so widespread and so threatening. Now, by the time you're listening to this, hopefully a fix is out. Make sure to update your various systems or to check if there are available updates to OpenSSH on any of your systems that might make use of OpenSSH so you can be at least a bit safer than what the servers might currently be. I know I will definitely look at updating my own servers more often than usual during the week. I've been pretty lax about keeping those servers up to date, but yeah, I need to get better at this because this is the kind of stuff that just gets your entire personal data and files out and about for everyone to use. So yeah, make sure you check every day until you get the fix because this is pretty bad. And finally, we have more proposals for Fedora 42, this time to make sure that Flatpak can be used system-wide, even by unprivileged users. This change would let non-admin users, or users outside of the wheel group, to manage and handle system Flatpaks. This would work by simply creating a Flatpak group, so any user could be part of that group and manage installed Flatpak apps and packages and remotes, and it's probably a better way to handle these things. It's a better thing for the adoption of Flatpak and for the general usefulness of non-admin users. If anyone can manage Flatpak remotes and packages without needing to have access to the sudo command, that's one less incentive to make every user an admin, and thus you're restricting the potential issues you might face or the potential attack vectors. The same was proposed for disk management as well, to let users mount external drives and unlock encrypted drives using Lux. This was also limited to users in the wheel group, and if that proposal is accepted, this won't be needed anymore. Here again, the benefits are the same. It's to let an unprivileged user do more things without having to have a sudo access. And if you don't know, the wheel group is sort of like the sudo group that Debian-based distros use, but for a Fedora and Red Hat-based distributions. It's a group that, when you're part of, you can use the sudo command to run commands as if you were the sudo user. These changes are probably for the best. Some users might want to do simple things like managing applications, remotes, and disks, but you might not want to give them all the privileges that come with having admin rights through sudo. So it's a good change. It still needs to be accepted, but I don't see really a reason why this wouldn't be accepted because it's all benefits and no real drawbacks. Okay, so this will conclude today's episode. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. As always, thank you all for supporting what I do, and I guess you will hear me in the next one tomorrow. Bye!